Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have discussions about hip-hop, rap, R&B, and soul music from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. This is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. So again, I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. On this episode, what I want to talk about is old school. More specifically, old school hip hop and the disdain that some in this generation have for their elders. Recently, I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine. You guys know him if you follow me and follow the podcast, King Germ from Podden Saved Our Marriage. Make sure you check them out. He and his wife do a podcast called Podden Saved Our Marriage, and they drop new episodes every Friday. Good friend of the show. This is my boy. We talk, you know, almost daily, right? And Germ and I went on the phone, and he mentioned something about, you know, telling some old rapper, and I'm paraphrasing him here, to just go sit down somewhere. And I asked Germ, I said, well, Germ, why would you say that, you know, that particular rapper needs to sit down? And he's like, because they're old and nobody's trying to hear what he or she is trying to say. And I reminded him that, you know, just because they were older in hip hop, if you will, didn't mean that they couldn't put out music or anything like that. And so Germ and I were going back and forth, very healthy, friendly conversation about, you know, ageism and should, you know, hip hop artists continue past a certain age. Now, we never established a particular age in which he thinks that they should stop making music. But it got me to thinking, and I told him, I said, I'm going to do an episode on that because I totally disagree with that. And I want to take it back to a verse from one Chris Parker, aka KRS-One. The song is titled "I'm Still Number One," and this song came out in 1988. In my opinion, the greatest year in hip hop. And it goes as follows: "Quote, rap is still an art, and no one's from the old school, cause rap is still a brand new tool. I say no one's from the old school, cause rap on a whole isn't even 20 years old. 50 years down the line, you can start this, because we'll be the old school artists. And even in that time, I'll say a rhyme, a brand new style that's ruthless and wild. Running around, spending money, having fun, because even then, I'm still number one." Close quote. Now, I wanted to read that because here's where I think his lyrics play into this discussion. He wrote that in 1988, right? And at the time of this recording, it's 2025. At the time, hip hop was relatively young. As many of you know, hip hop was originated in 1973 in the Boogie Down Bronx. Shout out to the great Kool Herc, the godfather, if you will, of hip hop. And KRS-One was speaking from a place where in 1988, he was basically a new school artist, but he said 50 years from now, we'll still be doing raps. And in, what was it, 2023, rap celebrated its 50th year of existence. And what he was speaking about actually has come to fruition. Because it was then and now is 50 years down the line. And where are we when it comes to rap? A lot of rappers from KRS-One's era in 1988, what I would call the golden age of hip hop, the golden era of hip hop, they're still rapping. You look at some of his contemporaries like LL Cool J, Curtis Blow, Run DMC, Salt and Pepper. They're all still performing. Now, they may not be making albums, but they're still performing. And I think that's important because it speaks to what he was saying at the time. And here's the thing that I wanted to impress upon Germ. There's still an audience for these artists. These are legendary acts. I mean, you take someone like a KRS-One or LL Cool J, for that matter. LL Cool J is one of the greatest artists in hip hop history. Along with his ability to act and move into movies and TV and Hollywood and everything, he stretched out a career that there are several generations that know LL from TV and don't know him as a rapper. And they don't know that this 50-something-year-old guy will, you know, still get on a microphone and tear you and rip you to shreds and still can rap. I mean, he dropped an album last year and the album was dope as hell. And he hasn't lost a step at all, lyrically. But these legacy acts, I think, are to be treasured. The thing that I tried to impress upon Germ is that you have to understand that when you started where they start from, there was no idea or thought that hip hop would take it this far, to quote Biggie. By and large, a lot of them weren't getting paid a bunch of money. So rap was more or less about the skill. It wasn't about how much you could make, or it was about getting your song played on the radio. It was about getting props, and it was about getting girls. It wasn't until the next generation in the early 90s of hip hop where we started to see money, you know, what I call the silver age of hip hop. That's where the money came in. But, you know, some of these legacy artists like LL and KRS-One, when they started out, they weren't making a bunch of money. And quite frankly, it didn't really matter to them because they didn't get into rap for money. They didn't get into rap because of the quote unquote prestige, because at that particular time, there really wasn't a lot of prestige, you know, when you compare it to other genres of music. And at that particular time, society was just coming around at the point of even acknowledging the fact that rap was an art form. 1988 was the first year that the Grammys actually recognized rap as an art form. Listen, they weren't even calling it hip hop then. It was just rap. And it was something that was supposed to be a fad. It was something that was supposed to go away. It was something that was supposed to be just like breakdancing or disco. It was going to be here today, gone tomorrow, right? Well, that never happened. And so these legacy acts not only helped build the foundation of hip hop, but it helped stand the test of time. And I think that's very important. And the thing that I tried to tell Germ was that, you know, in saying that, I would never tell a legacy act to go sit down somewhere because they have a message, and most of them have music. They have some have a bigger catalog that they can perform. But if you take someone like one of my favorite MCs, the guy who I think is the God MC, the greatest lyricist of all time, Rakim. Rakim, he doesn't have to make new music. He has here recently, and it's pretty good. It is pretty good. But Rakim really could do a tour on his first three albums. Because the fourth album to me wasn't that good. But hey, you know, some people like Don't Sweat the Technique. I didn't like it. But Paid in Full, Let the Rhythm Hit Him, and what's the second album? Follow the Leader. All three of those albums are phenomenal. Now, where you rank them in hip hop history, it's irrelevant to me. But Eric B and Rakim, or Rakim specifically, is a legacy act. And I think it would be disingenuous to tell Rakim to go sit down somewhere, because he has a lot to offer. And little do you know that there are some young aspiring MCs or some young fans who may not know who the hell he is, but if they sit and listen, they'll be able to get something from him and his music. And the great thing I think about that music, and for a lot of these acts like Rakim and LL and Big Daddy Kane, is that their music still does, to me, doesn't sound dated at all. Slick Rick, same. You know, you go back and look at 1988, and there'll be there's going to be an episode about 1988 when it comes to hip hop. But if you go back and look at that era of that year of music, none of that music has aged to me. I think it sounds as dope and as fresh as it did back in 1988. Does it sound the same? No, because you don't have the same technology. But I don't think it's bad music. But these legacy acts, those were the foundational building blocks to help build their careers. And I would never tell, you know, someone who is seasoned in hip hop, you know, to go sit down somewhere. One of the things that I find it very comical is to hear the younger generation, not all, but some, the younger generation use the word old as if it's a diss word. Let me tell you something. I'm going to share with you a little secret. And if you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching. I'm going to lean in as I say this. The goal is to get old. I don't know if you know that or not. But because we're all living, breathing human creatures, if you don't get old, then you perish. You know, every living thing gets old. Today, you're as old as you've ever been today. Doesn't matter if you're 25, 55, or 75. Today is the oldest day that you've been. And so you got to respect legacy acts. So It was funny, a very good conversation to have with King Germ. And, you know, it led me to the next. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast, hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul podcast and enjoy the vibes. Point I want to make, which is today's artists. Today's artists are different, and the music that they make is different. I'm not going to sit here and say it's bad or good, because a lot of it I don't listen to, so I can't honestly give you a critique on Playboi Carti or Lil Baby or DaBaby or Gunna. I don't listen to their music, so am I familiar with who they are? Sure. I know who Sexy Red is. I know who Nicki Minaj is, but I don't listen to their music. And quite frankly, I don't think that they make music for me. Again, that's not anything bad about them. I wouldn't say anything disparaging about them or their talents or lack thereof, because I'm not invested in their music. But the thing that, I like to tell people is that when you look at today's artists, the question is, what will their longevity be? And how much longevity will they have? If you take a look at today's artists, you have to ask yourself, will this artist be able to perform this music 20 years from now? That's the question. And for a lot of them, I don't know. Because, and it's not because the music isn't good, but when you get to certain points in life, you know, some of that stuff that you grew up on as a child is just not the same, and it doesn't hit the same or feel the same as you get older. Case in point, in 1989, yeah, I was probably, I'm not going to say probably, I was listening to 2 Live Crew and Luke Skywalker. I love those guys. I can't tell you the last time I sat and listened to a Luke record. In fact, I can tell you because I did an album review on the flagship station, the 12 Kyle podcast. I did an album review this time last year. And so I had to go back and listen to the album, As Nasty As They Wanna Be by 2 Live Crew and Luke Skywalker. And as I listened to the album, I remember why I liked it when I was 15. But at 52, don't hit the same. And but that's not to say that, you know, Uncle Luke and 2 Live Crew could sell out an arena. They probably couldn't sell it out themselves, but they could be a part of a tour or something like that, and people would enjoy the music. But today's artists, I'm not so sure. I mean, like, you have artists like Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, which I think these guys are really, really good. I think Kendrick Lamar and Drake and J. Cole probably are the top three, not in that order. I think those guys have some longevity within them. So I think, yeah, they could probably perform 20 years from now and still rock the house. I don't necessarily know that someone like Sexy Red can. And again, it's no disrespect because I don't follow her music. I've heard of a couple of songs. Not a lot of substance in the music, but again, that's subjective because here's the thing. If you're 22 right now, 20 years from now, you'll be 42. And at 22 years old, Sexy Red might impress you, or Playboi Carti might impress you. If you hear that music 20 years from now, you might not be listening to it, or it may not hit the same because you would have gone through life changes. You would have, in a lot of ways, grown up. And I don't necessarily know that that music will play the same or feel the same or look the same or sound the same to you 20 years from now. 20 years from now, I'll be 72 years old, right? As crazy as that sounds. But even at 72, I'm willing to bet King Germ $5 at 72 years old, I'm still going to be listening to Paid in Full. I'm still going to pop that in the CD changer or whatever we're listening to, whatever means we're going through as far as listening to the mechanisms that produce the music. I'm still going to listen to, you know, LL. I'm still going to listen to Public Enemy. I'm still going to listen to Run DMC at 72. And, you know, prayerfully, they'll still be here, but they may be gone by then. But I just don't know that if you're 22, at 42, you're going to be listening to Sexy Red and, you know, Playboi Carti or Gunna. And those people there's a chance that they could still be around, honestly. I would venture to say that they probably would have to change their subject matter, but they probably, you know, if they didn't, I don't know that, you know, it's like KRS-One said, 20 years from now, they'll be the old school artist. So everybody that you see right now and listening to right now for this younger generation, every artist that's hot, from Drake to Kendrick, Cole to Nicki Minaj on down, Sexy Red, whomever, 20 years from now, they'll be the old school artists. And so I can use my kids as an example. Like my middle son, Cameron, is 22. 20 years from now, he'll be 42. And he would have, I would assume he would have had a wife and maybe a couple of kids. So I would have grandkids. And while he doesn't necessarily listen to those artists, I think he listens to Gunna. So I'll use Gunna as an example. I don't think he's going to the Gunna concert 20 years from now. I just don't. You know, I could be wrong, but I know my child. But I said all that to say this. Again, it's no knock on today's artists. I just think that if you go back to that KRS-One line, they're going to be old school artists 20 years from now. And I think King Germ is not going to tell them to sit down because to be honest, some of them won't be around to sit down. And last but not least, I'll leave on this note. I think it's all about respect. The great Birdman once said, quote, "Put some respect on my name," close quote. And so you got to respect these artists. You don't have to necessarily like them. Again, I don't have any beef with any artists, especially these newer artists. And I don't have any beef with the older artists that I grew up on. I will say this, though, you know, you have to respect their ability to go into a booth and create something that people enjoy, regardless of whether or not you enjoy it or not. And it doesn't necessarily have to be weird or any or whack or terrible. But just understand, if you're sitting in my position, you can say, well, hey, they just don't make music for me. And that's cool. I'm super cool with that. And again, that doesn't mean that there's a knock on it, but I respect them as artists. I don't have to like your music. And, you know, for King Germ to tell old school artists to sit down, I don't think he dislikes old school artists' music, hip hop music. I don't think he dislikes them at all. I just think he thinks that they are in a place where they should just stop making music. And the thing that I said to Germ in that conversation, I'll share with you guys, because I'm always going to say privately, I'll say publicly what I said privately. I told Germ that day, I was like, who's in the Rolling Stones? And he was like, oh, Mick Jagger and da 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 da. And I said, you know, the Rolling Stones still tour. And if I'm not mistaken, at the time of this recording, Mick Jagger is 70 plus years old. Without looking it up. Hit your Googles, folks. So they're still touring. Nobody's telling Mick Jagger to sit his old ass down somewhere. He's still shaking his hips, being the Beast of Burden and all of the other songs. I'm sure the Police and Sting, I'm going to step out on a limb and say that they're still recording and still making music and still performing and touring. Fleetwood Mac. shout out to Lindsey Buckingham. I'm sure that Fleetwood Mac is still performing. I just saw something the other day about, you know, it was like these R&B singers. I think it was like Chaka Khan, Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, and somebody else from like the 60s and the 70s. And they're all going on tour together. And I think that's super dope. But here's the thing, Germ. Nobody tells them to sit down. So why are we, if we can't tell the Rolling Stones to sit down, if we don't tell Fleetwood Mac to sit down, if we don't tell Gladys Knight to sit down, if we don't tell Chaka Khan to sit down, why are we telling KRS-One, LL, Curtis Blow to sit down? Nobody, Ice-T, Chuck D, whomever. Why are we doing it? We gotta give some respect to these hip hop legends. They help pave the way for today's generation. And like KRS-One said, 50 years down the line, you'll be the old school artist. So if we're lucky to be around another 50 years, for me, I'd be 102. I don't know who's the old school artist then, because, you know, everybody would have been gone by then, or at least, you know, stop making music. But as long as there's an audience, I think, you know, people should cater to their fans and continue to make music. And me personally, I just think it's crazy to sit and tell the old school to go sit down, because we were once young and now we're old and nobody's going to tell us to sit down. And if somebody tells us to sit down at our age, we're not going to listen. Same should go for the music. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me. Thanks again for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get podcasts. We're on YouTube. Thank you for watching on YouTube. If you're watching there, leave comments. Let us know what you think. We're on all social media platforms. We're on TikTok as well, so we post there as well. And if you'd like to contribute to the podcast financially, hit us up on Cash App, $TWELVEKYLE. Don't forget about our sister station, the parent company, if you will, the 12 Kyle podcast. We drop new episodes on that podcast every Thursday and every Sunday at midnight. And you can find the 12 Kyle podcast wherever you're listening to this one right here. Again, that's going to do it for me. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. Thanks again for checking out the Rap Soul podcast. Again, this is the intersection where we have discussions about music, hip hop, R&B, everything from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. This is the best music podcast that you've ever heard. Once again, I'm your boy 12 Kyle. I'll catch you guys next time. 5-0-0-0.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.